Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Coming up in an hour, don't want to miss Coach Peter Laviolette from the Washington Capitals. They've been on a winning streak. They're in first place. But most importantly, he wants to choose a walk-up song, and he's got five candidates that we'll listen to coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, though, we wanted to give you the latest on the Washington football team. First, let me start with Kyle Allen. Did you see that he's throwing the football again?
I saw that report in Pro Football Talk.
Yep.
But I would have assumed he was.
PFT reports that that Allen has been making progress in his return from the fractured ankle that ended his 2020 season. He actually posted a video to his Instagram story that shows him throwing the football on the beach. And that comes a few weeks after Allen said he thought he was a couple of months away from being fully recovered.
Yeah, he was Rehoboth. He was throwing it in Rehoboth.
That's everybody's favorite hot spot.
So we don't know what Washington plans to do with their backup slash could be starting quarterback in Kyle Allen. We don't know what they're going to do with Alex Smith, although many suspect that they're just going to cut him or renegotiate. What do you guess on Kyle Allen? So he's a free agent. They've signed Heinicke. Is Heinicke there? Well, Heinicke and Alex Smith are both under contract.
Yep. Right.
I think they'll re-sign Allen, and they're going to add somebody else. They might add two. I could see him adding two. I could see him signing Kyle, and then maybe a better veteran if they could get a Jameis or somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then drafting a guy.
When he was on the field, he was 60 for 87, 610 yards, four touchdowns, just one pick in his appearances on the field for Washington this year. Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I could see with what Eric is saying, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're set on Heinicke being the backup, and maybe they have questions on whether Kyle will get back to 100%, but they really do like him.
They love him, and he's inexpensive. He's not going to cost a lot. So if they want to have at least three quarterbacks on the roster, I think they'll entertain signing him. I mean, I don't think there's a big market for Kyle Allen outside of Washington.
No, but they like him, and he knows the system.
Sure,
and
it's
a huge advantage. You can plug him in. If he's healthy, he plays right away if they need to. And that's a big advantage. You get a chance to win with him because he knows the system. So you know, I think they re-sign him.
Speaking of recoveries, I don't know that we talked about this last week. Pro Football Talk also had a report about Kelvin Harmon saying he's growing closer to return from his surgery. He had an ACL and LCL repaired last summer, so he missed all of the 2020 season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks he can be a contributor. His rookie season, 30 catches, 365 yards. He appeared in 16 games, started 8.
He came on late.
24 years old.
He started to make some plays late, and he's also been pretty active on social media, posting videos of him working out, et cetera. Looks like he's been out at the bubble and, doing all of his rehab there. So, yeah, he's you know, he's somebody that you can't forget about.
But you have to have questions coming off the injury, and
for sure,
it's not like he was uber productive as a rookie. I mean, he never found the end zone. I would think he's more of a depth piece than anything. I mean,
He's a depth piece.
I wouldn't be in the mindset that, oh, we have our receiver problems solved because Kelvin Hartman's coming back.
No.
I don't think anybody thinks that, but he's a depth piece for sure.
Sure, no doubt.
But you don't mind him competing?
They're going to go out and sign somebody. Maybe sign one, draft one. They'll address
it. Let him compete with Gandy Golden and guys like that.
What's more important for you to address? Like, we talk about it that there's a possibility that at quarterback they just run it back, right? If they're not able to land anybody in free agency, what would you like to have them run back less? Quarterbacks or receivers?
Quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback's more important than receiver.
They're not going to run back the quarterbacks. They're just not going to do that.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe you're going to roll out Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, and Heinicke.
But maybe they think Kyle Allen can be a starter based on what he did when he was on the field.
Well, they do. I mean, Ron Rivera said that he thought that they would have the same record. That's what allegedly pissed off Alex.
It would piss me off.
I mean, if you want a lower tier starter that's going to be buoyed by your defense, then by all means, bring all the whole crew back.
Well, I would say receiver to me. I understand quarterback is the most important, but receiver. John Keim in his article on ESPN.com had a stat about the number of plays that were 20 yards or more by wideouts, and they were 24th in the league with 31 plays. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Just 31 times, 20 yards or more throughout an entire season, and Terry McLaurin was responsible for 17 of those 31 plays. I just think they are desperate for a burner on the outside. We've been talking about these guys for weeks now. I think Will Fuller, Curtis Samuel, all those guys that we've talked about, they need a burner.
Well, supposedly in the draft, Kuiper's quoted in that John Keim article saying that there are like 40 receivers that could get drafted.
Wow.
That have draftable grades. So there's literally no excuse for them to not have one available if that's a route they want to go.
Correct. And they will.
But I'd be willing to spend big money, too, on one of those prize guys like a Fuller, like a Galladay, like an Allen Robinson.
I think they're going to
go hard for one of those guys.
Get a proven guy. They've drafted guys that have turned out to be bums. I know you don't want to be scared about your past performances, but, you know, in recent years, Josh Doctson didn't work out. Last year, I mean, who knows with the injuries, but they drafted Antonio Gandy-Golden. I understand he's a fourth-round pick, but you just don't know how those guys are going to work out. When you have Allen Robinson on the board and Galladay and all the guys that we've been talking about, get one. Don't whiff like you did last year with Amari Cooper.
They're going to get one of those.
Can they do both?
Premium guys.
Sure. Why couldn't they?
Can they get a top receiver and then sign like a Jameis type? Somebody?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Is there any chance Breeze is coming back? Did you guys see the workout video this weekend? A lot of people were getting two things. Number one, apparently he had a full head of hair, and everybody was like looking at it and like, "What's going on with Drew Brees? Did he have a hair transplant?
He's getting the drabby,
right?
Paint your bald spot,
right?
When's your hair thing happening?
And then the other thing was that he was pushing a sled. Like, why is Drew Brees working out so hard?
Well, I think at the end of the year they found out that he had all of these things like a torn labrum and. He may
broken
be thinking,
ribs.
You know what? I want to run it back one more time. I was hurt. There's a reason why my arm was so bad. I had a freaking torn labrum or whatever the heck he had.
Yeah, but it was bad the year before when he was healthy.
Well, he might have been working on it. Sometimes those things take
a while. If I were the Saints, here's what I do to Drew Brees. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh,
moving
really?
On.
I think if Drew wanted to come back one more year, I think you have to let him run it back. He's that good, especially if he can convince you that he was hurt. And that, look, you saw, everybody was writing off Brady. Everybody was writing him off.
He's not Brady.
He's a different animal.
He's good. He's not Brady.
He's not Brady, but, you know, if he was hurt.
I'm waving bye-bye. I'm severing ties.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be against it if you're drafting. You have to draft someone behind Drew Brees. I mean, there's got to be another option. There's got to be a backup plan.
Mm-hmm. At some point.
You know Breeze has maybe 1 year left. But it's interesting that he has not announced retirement yet. I mean, why? If they're going to retire, why aren't they just announcing it?
By the way, Cakes, you're crushing Breeze in his lollipop arm. Let me just give you his numbers the last 2 years. All right? Now, he didn't throw 40 touchdowns, but 27 touchdowns, 4 picks, quarterback rating 116 in 2019. This year, right. 24 touchdowns, just 6 picks, quarterback rating 106.4. That's not bad. In fact, that's pretty good.
What was his what were his yards per target? His average depth of target downfield, well, he was a yard and a half.
He was playing with a torn – I thought they said torn labrum.
That's his, broken what his wife rib. Said, yes. His wife listed off some injuries. All I'm saying is, Cakes, that is – let me do the math. 51 touchdowns, 10 picks.
Hey, I'm getting younger and better at quarterback. You guys can hang out with your fossils that are 40-plus years old.
Like it's easy.
Have fun with Brady and Breeze. Cakes, I mean, Brady's on a different level.
You want to roll
out – you guys have fun with your 40-year-old quarterbacks.
No, but you want to roll out Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston as the starter?
Look, I'm not saying those guys are nearly as good as Brees at his prime, which he's not. He's
okay,
not
but what Eric is trying to say, if you have your choice and you could have Drew Brees for another
year. You could squeeze him out for
another year. Two seasons, 51 touchdowns, 10 picks. Or you want to go with Jameis, who gave you 30 and 30 the
Here's
last time that he was playing quarterback.
Thank you for your service, Drew. We're moving on.
Or you want Taysom Hill.
Turning the page.
You want Taysom Hill? His arms are so jacked he can't throw downfield throws.
maybe that's the case. Maybe he's not the guy, but I'm moving on from Drew Brees.
It also depends on what kind of money is he going to make. Because
he make at least $20 million, right? I mean, didn't he make that last year?
They've got cap issues.
Right,
I'm
they're in salary cap hell. They're like $68 million over the cap.
Yeah. So you're right. It's probably over $20 million. It's probably close to $25 million.
If Drew told me he thought he could get healthy and get some arm strength back, I'd let him run it back. Of course,
oh, EB,
he's freaking Drew Brees.
Here's the crazy one. What if, you know, Cakes is running the Saints and he just like, Drew Brees says, yes, I do want to come back. And Cakes says, sorry, cap casualty.
Yeah,
and he wasn't running
you know what,
back.
You know what the NFL
somewhere
is?
Else.
It's a ruthless business is what would it you, is at, would at you, the end of the day.
Would you entertain Brees for 1 year on the Washington football team?
As my bridge? Sure.
Oh, no.
I'd be sized. Are you kidding me?
Kicks,
you have a great chance
were.
To win games.
Hicks is always anti the old guys. Like you were years ago, you were anti Peyton Manning on the return. He only went to
how
two
was he
Super
at the
Bowls.
End, by the way?
Huh?
How did he look at the end?
Well, he won an MVP.
He went to two Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay.
I think one of those years he threw like 50 touchdowns.
One of those Super Bowls he was completely carried by the defense. You seem to be forgetting that little detail.
Cakes, you would take him for 1 year over Kyle Allen or Heineke.
Look, you guys like fossils at quarterback. I don't. That's it's a philosophical difference.
Cakes,
you like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's like almost the same age.
As a bridge guy, yes.
You wouldn't choose
Breeze. Well, it's the same thing.
You wouldn't choose Breeze over Heineke for 1 year.
How much am I paying Breeze?
$10 million.
$20 million?
Nah, 10.
10?
You can't give him 20.
15. 15.
15? No.
50. He has to play for
under $10 million. Sometimes guys have to take haircuts, even legends. Those guys have to take haircuts too.
Just so we're being clear, Cakes would rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick than Drew Brees next year.
Yes.
On a cheaper deal, yes, I would. I think right now,
oh my God,
Ryan Fitzpatrick greater than Drew Brees. Maybe I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
Did he hurt you in fantasy? Like, why are you so invested against
JP,
him?
JP, I would never have Drew Brees on my fantasy team, ever.
But it is interesting that he has not announced the retirement. What would you be waiting for? Unless you are coming back.
He's testing his body. I think he's testing his body to see if he can get healthy. And if he can get healthy, he wants to run it back.
He doesn't like the way it ended.
Yep.
He had an awful last game.
I mean, he's 42. I mean... And I understand he had the injuries last year, but the year before, he didn't have the injuries. And you could clearly see in the last 7 games and into the playoffs, he wasn't the Drew Brees that you're used to seeing.
I still feel like his arm.
He's
though,
better than
he's
a
healthy.
Lot of options. But
now I'm praying that he comes back and is just the biggest flop ever. And I don't want to be that guy, but now
he
I'm
never
being,
will be.
Now I'm going to be that guy.
Even with this lollipop arm, Cakes, he gave you 24 touchdowns with just 6 picks. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm ready to move on. You're,
do you rather
you're
have
not.
A Boston take, football team roll out
I would take him
Taylor
in two
Heineke
seconds.
Or Kyle Allen, the Drew Brees?
I would take him in 2 seconds.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. I'm the Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I think we've been talking about free agency so much. With just 2 weeks left now until the tampering period, that we're now coming up with scenarios with Drew Brees being available. And would Washington be interested in Drew Brees? But then Cake says he'd rather be interested in a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick than Drew Brees. And we're just outraged.
Mostly because he would cost a lot less. It's not because I think that Fitzpatrick is a much better player. I think he's slightly better at this point.
I went and checked Brees' contract situation. He did agree to take the league minimum salary for 21 of just under 1.2. So if that was the case, his cap hit for New Orleans would be drastically reduced. So he would not be playing for that $25 million that he's set to make. It would be much less. So maybe that's just a sign that he's going to retire, but we'll see.
Hey, look, I'm not suggesting that Drew would want to finish out his career anywhere but New Orleans.
Yeah.
But if there was an opportunity to bring in Drew Brees or Ryan Fitzpatrick and you took Fitzpatrick, you're botching it. I'm sorry. I would agree Brees and his experience, his ability to read the line of scrimmage, to make the right throws, I would take him every single time.
It's well established that Cakes is an ageist. So when somebody starts getting long in the tooth, he's out of there for Cakes.
When it comes to performance on an athletic field or a court, yes, I believe I'm correct in being an ageist.
But he's performing better than the bums that you're supporting. He's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. He just is.
All right, he might be slightly better. I don't think he's markedly better than
slightly better?
Ryan Fitzpatrick at this point.
I think even with his cracked ribs and his torn labrum, he's much better.
Well, much better.
We disagree.
Did you look at the numbers, Cakes? Look at the numbers the last 2 years.
Yeah, I looked at his paltry yards per attempt numbers, too, where he's just throwing the ball like 1 yard past the line of scrimmage, and then Alvin Kamara is running the ball 60 yards downfield. I'm seeing those numbers, too.
Look, his arm is not where it was, but he's just a better quarterback, Cakes. I mean, come
all right.
On.
Maybe.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. AJ's in D.C. AJ, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's going on, fellas? Morning time.
What's up?
What's up, AJ?
Hey, Bickle, man. Normally, I'm always in and out the car with you, but this morning, man, I'm right here in the car with you. You spot on, man. You spot on. I believe Brees coming back. I ain't even preface it. I'm a New Orleans fan, live here in D.C., but I believe he's coming back just by little clues. Like, of course, the video when he was pushing the sled, that was a big clue. I look at things like how quick Rivers came, and he acknowledged his retirement, and you know, Drew still hasn't acknowledged his. I think he's still holding on. I think he's gonna make another run at it. And Lurch, what did I have for you? I had I had the bone to pick with you because you kept trashing my man 2 years in a row, and he was hurt for both years. You kept saying the year before last, he had a noodle arm, but he was hurt that year too. You don't remember Aaron Donald hurt his arm?
Yeah, Jason, why are you trashing him? Why are you trashing Drew Brees?
But I don't know.
Remember when Bridgewater had to come in for the 5-game run, and we went like on a 5-0 run?
No, you're right.
Bridgewater had lost no games, and then Brees came back, and the only loss we had was Brees.
I just saw that.
That was because he rushed back.
No, you're right. I mean, he was 41, so he was obviously, he's starting to show the signs of age. But I just noticed a slow deterioration of the arm in 2019 before the arm injury.
I don't think
it was just
Saints
all
fan.
The arm injury. And by the way, the reason he's not announcing the retirement is if he waits until after June 1 to make the retirement official, that's when the Saints can really escape the cap hit. So I think that's why he's waiting.
AJ, I'm curious, why'd you become a Saints
fan?
That's
blowing my head. I've been a Saints fan for a while. I'm 32. I've been a Saints fan since I'm going to say – since I was about 13, I actually, when I really, focused on football and, just picked up on football and knowing the ins and outs and, just watching every game, and I had to really pick a team, I couldn't live with being a Redskins fan. It was just it just didn't feel right. I'm sorry. I live here. Friends and families, they probably listening right now. They diehard, Washington football team fans, but it didn't feel right. Because, being in this area, If you're not born into a football family or stuff like that, or a real football hard family, you got a lot of friends and everybody. It's either Washington football team or Dallas Cowboys. So when you're sitting amongst everybody and you're like, man, I got to find a football team to be a fan of, but I'm not really feeling this franchise, so I need to pick a team. But, it was just little things like that. I like this city of New Orleans. I've been there a couple times back then, and I wasn't a huge fan of Aaron Brooks, of course, but I was a huge fan of the Dome Patrol, and I just chose that to be my franchise. During that time, it was only only three active black quarterbacks in the league, and as a youngster, I was playing Little League Pop Warner football, and it was only Byron Leftwich was still active with the Jags. We had Aaron Brooks and I think Quincy Carter. So, me being a youngster playing football, of course, being a fan of those three black quarterbacks, I'm like, man, I got to choose the best one to go with. And, of course, Byron Leftwich, yeah, he's a local native, but he just wasn't making too much noise in Jacksonville for me. And, I just chose New Orleans to run with years ago, and that's just been my squad, gotcha. Man. Die hard.
All right, AJ. Aaron Brooks. By the way, what about this theory, guys, with Drew Brees coming back? He knows Brady's coming back, right? So Brady has 79,000 career yards. Brees is ahead of him by 1,000 yards.
So he just wants to retire.
Does Brees
ahead of
want to hang around so he's still the number one guy in the passing?
No, because
list.
I think Brady's going to play another year.
Yeah,
anyway.
Brady's going to pass him. He's going to pass that number.
Probably, but
I don't think that was the motivation. But we'll find out. We'll see if he announces it after June 1 or before.
By the way, another reason why I tend to like quarterbacks that aren't 40, they don't get hurt as often. And they recover quicker than guys who are 40-plus. Everybody knows that older people take longer to recover from injuries than younger people. That's scientifically proven. Hence why I like my quarterbacks in their 20s and their 30s, not their 40s. But that's just me. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy that way.
Usually the age...
I like healthy quarterbacks. It's weird.
Yeah, you're right, Cakes. Usually the age will dictate how good or bad you are. And I don't know. I understand what he's saying about the injury 2 years ago and against the Rams, and that was early in the year. But the last four or five games of that season, he threw 5 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 3-3 with no picks. So he threw, 15 touchdowns, no picks? The arm wasn't bothering him that much. I just think it was a slow deterioration because of age.
Hey, we should mention a terrible story, but Cal Ripken's mother apparently passed away, Vi, who had been kidnapped. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
She dies at the age of 82.
Cal's mom was only 82?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm shocked by that.
That's Violet.
How did she pass?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
Let me look that up.
Not sure of the cause of death on her.
I'm saddened by that, but honestly, I would have bet that she died 15 years ago. Yeah, and that if she was still alive, that she was in her mid-90s.
Yeah, well, how old is Cal? The stories I see don't have the cause of death. John Maroon, the family spokesman, said she died on Friday, a day before her birthday in Aberdeen, where, of course, you have the stadium, which we did a show from.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ripken built it up. On the positive side with the Orioles, Trey Mancini made his return.
Saw that.
Got a hit, got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
I know. I'm psyched for baseball.
Trey Mancini, who, of course, sat out last year with the colon cancer.
Correct.
And that was after he'd hit 35 home runs. He was coming off a big year, one of the bright spots for the Baltimore Orioles, who were given 0%, like 0.0% chance
to make
the
playoffs
by Vegas.
No, not the World Series, the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that was, yeah, I think that was one site. Maybe that was MLB.com that actually gave the percentages for all the teams. I'm not sure if that was Vegas in general, but yeah, they were last on the list.
Well, it's hard to make the playoffs when you have a payroll. Isn't their payroll like $28 or $30 million for the season, for the entire team? Actually, yeah, it's $34 million. My bad, $34 million.
Cakes, that's going to be one team that we're going to look at.
Strasburg make more than that?
Probably.
Now, some of it might be
probably
deferred.
Does.
Some of it's deferred. He's going to get paid down the line because that's the way a lot of the big deals get done here in D.C.
But King Felix is going to win 20 for him, Valdez.
The why not year.
Yes, it is.
No, but that is a good story about Trey, that he's 100% healthy. And, you know, that was scary for him last year. I mean, it was real scary, especially being that young. So that's someone you got to root for. But you're right, Vic. I mean, spring training games have already started. The Nats played yesterday. It's right around the corner. Right around the corner. I was watching a little bit of the Blue Jays-Yankees yesterday.
I'm ready. I'm ready to get in. I'm psyched to just be on that grind and watch the Nats every day. It sounds like there's some movement to get us out to the stadium, you know, fans. So mm-hmm. I'm psyched. I'm ready for it. I know our audience is ready for it, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
And like a real season.
But you're right. They want to be out there, too. They want to be out the games.
And so Fetty got like the first start, right, for the Nationals in the first spring training game?
Correct.
Fetty's vying to be the fifth starter. Bunch of guys vying to be the fifth starter. Martinez always speaks highly of Fetty and all those guys. Joe Ross, I guess, is maybe the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Ross didn't pitch, of course, last season. So Fetty could emerge the number five guy.
He could. Absolutely. And they went out and got Lester. But it all hinges on the health of Strassi and Max. Those guys got to stay healthy.
Right.
Especially Strasburg.
Yeah. But I want to see what Lester has left, honestly. I want to see. I mean, because if he's anything like prime Lester, who's got a better rotation than that, Jason? You would know better than me.
The Dodgers.
But who's got a better?
I mean, the Dodgers.
Dodgers. All right. And then
Padres.
Who else?
Yeah,
they have four. They can go four deep that well. Then those guys. I don't know. That's a pretty. Those are four pretty strong starters. If you get Lester, that's anywhere close to prime. You know, I don't know what he has left.
I
have no idea.
Yeah, but you're not going to get prime John Lester. I mean, prime John Lester was.
I just say close.
6 years ago.
Well, the
just
Dodgers have Walker Buehler, who we saw in the playoffs a couple years ago. Tremendous.
Yeah.
They signed Trevor Bauer to add to Kershaw. They've got, I don't know who you rely on. David Price.
They got Price. They got Urias. Yeah. They've definitely got the best rotation because of Bauer and Buehler and, of course, Kershaw. Padres are up there because they've got Darvish and Snell. I don't know where you would rank. I mean, the Mets rotation's awesome because they got DeGrom and Syndergaard and. They went out and got Carrasco. So there's certainly teams that are ahead of Washington at this point. I mean, they're probably top five, maybe top seven. But it hinges on the health of those guys.
I saw a picture of Kyle Schwarber, and somebody put it on Twitter, and I actually agree with him. It looked like Schwarber looked a little like he'd lost some weight and maybe even packed on some muscle. Because you know the times you've seen him and he looks kind of chubby? He looked kind of ripped.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll just be exciting to see what he's got there.
Is he going to be a butcher in the outfield?
I don't know.
He ain't great. Let's put it that way.
It's not a gold glover.
But Robles will cover the ground. But you
hope.
He'll cover the ground.
Okay, but he can't cover, a ball ripped right down the line.
Right. Hey, we had Bryce Harper in the outfield. He was no gold glover.
Okay, but Bryce was athletic.
Oh, he was Dwight Evans compared to Schwarber.
Right.
To Schwarber? Yeah, maybe so.
But maybe Soto got better as a fielder, too. And I guess they're thinking about moving him to right so they would keep Schwarber in left and Soto in right. But, he got better from 2 years ago to last year.
Right.
But that's not why you bring him in. You don't bring him in for defense.
No. You're bringing him in to hit bombs.
Yeah, you're bringing him in to hit the right field bleachers.
Same thing with Bell. Bell and Schwarber added to hit bombs.
Correct.
And then, Zimmerman's going to get some time here and there, and hopefully Zimmerman produces.
All right, listen, I know when we come back we're going to get into the Russell Wilson saga there in Seattle. For some reason, Mike Florio seems invested in that thing. He keeps pushing it. But he thinks a trade request is inevitable, like a trade demand. So we can get into some of that. And, of course, we have Peter Laviolette coming up. Is he at 8? I believe
eight
he
o'clock.
Is, right? I don't have it right.
Eight, always at 8.
Right in front of me. So we'll talk to him after they had two big wins over the weekend. A lot of window companies are quoting extremely long wait times to replace your windows, but not Thompson Creek. Why? Because Thompson Creek Designs builds and installs their windows direct from their local factory. So they can replace your windows faster than the competition. Call now to take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and save 25% off every window, plus no interest financing until October 2022. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We have head coach Peter Laviolette from the Capitals joining us in about 20 minutes, right at 8 o'clock. And apparently he's coming prepared with five songs. Do any of us know the songs that he wants to test for his walk-up song?
It's been close to the vest, apparently, from the producers.
So what are we going to do, play all five and just kind of – and then he picks the best of the five? How are we doing this?
That's all we're going to do. A little 10 seconds of each one.
If
you get the little taste of it, he can tell you what song it is if you don't know. But the next one, then we'll move it to Twitter. I think we got to eliminate one of them, though, because I think you can only do four choices on Twitter polls.
Yeah, you can only do four.
So you guys can maybe kick one of them out.
Okay,
good.
So he's kind of leaving it up to us in the audience?
That's what I was made to believe.
Wow.
It's right, a lot of faith and trust he's putting in the Junk's listeners.
I've never seen you guys so invested in a walk-up song.
It is kind of interesting.
To know.
You know why? Because he's invested. He seems to really care, and that makes it interesting.
He cares so much, he's waited 6 weeks to decide.
No, but he actually thought about it. I think like the first couple weeks I just figured, he just doesn't care. He doesn't think about it at all. But then when he said that he was like consulting with his nieces and nephews.
Yeah, it matters.
It's crazy to me that the head hockey coach is thinking about you guys and a dumb walk-up song.
Right. He's got the Bruins on Wednesday.
He's on our way into his brain.
Yeah,
I love it.
He's like scrolling through his iPhone or a Spotify playlist trying to find a silly song.
Is that silly?
He can multitask. Look, they're winning games, right? So he's obviously doing something okay.
They're first
the
place.
Bench.
Yep.
I mean, he's figured some things out from
you
the bench.
You think he's holding a team meeting asking the guys, hey, what song sounds silly now?
He just wants to have a better intro than Lars. Lars,
he just seems
stuck with Eye of the Tiger.
He just seems – he's just such a likable guy, and that – I don't know. He seems, like, pretty well-rounded. I don't know. I'm a huge fan. I can't wait to hear the songs. Will we like any of the songs, or are they all, like, old?
No, they're not old at all.
Really? Oh, okay, good. Because he probably had his kids help him pick them.
Yes, we said he wants to be a little more modern. Yeah. He didn't want to stick with he wants Rascal to be hip. Flats.
Right.
Although I like the Flats song.
Right. All right, so let's get into this Russell Wilson deal here a little bit. I don't understand why. This seems to be like a personal thing almost with Florio. Florio's all over this. Now, maybe it's just because it's off season and, you know, he's just looking for something to pump for on his website. But he keeps poking at this one. And, you know, we did the thing last week where Wilson's agent said he hasn't requested a trade. But if you did trade him, these are the four teams he would waive his no trade clause for. Does he have one? These are the four that he would go right to.
So you don't agree with Florio's assessment? Because Florio's assessment really is that inevitably he's going to demand a trade.
He's just going to demand, like, flat out from soft playing this to just this untenable. And I have to go. I'm going to pull it to Sean. I'm not going to, you know, show up for training camp.
I don't disagree with the assessment. Like, it's kind of like the next logical step is that he's starting to kind of put it out there, and that if he's frustrated again for another season, then he'll probably demand a trade, because that's kind of the way that the NFL is going now, where the quarterbacks are running the league, kind of like in the NBA where stars run that league.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It just seems like it's going to be very hard to trade the guy, because Seattle's going to want the world, and, you know, it's not like he's 25 years old. What are teams willing to give? That's always the question. And what are you getting back? So Seattle's going to have to get a quarterback, or certainly a high pick back, all right? Because they're not – who's Seattle's backup?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Geno Smith.
All right, they're not going to start Geno Smith.
Yeah, you can't let him see the field.
So they need to get somebody at that position if he's going to demand a trade and it's going to be untenable. I just don't think it's going to be that easy. So I don't think he's going to get traded.
Well, it may not happen this year, but Florio's saying that it's inevitable that Russell Wilson eventually is going to demand a trade, and that he has that kind of power where probably he'll be able to engineer it in a year or two. It may not happen this offseason. May not even happen the next offseason. But it's going to happen eventually.
Well, if it
lingers, what are we talking about it
years
for? It's not going to happen for four years.
Yeah, I mean, if it lingers for a year, of course they're eventually going to move on. I would be flabbergasted and stunned if he's not the starting quarterback in the fall of 2021.
I'd be shocked, too. And he only has 3 years left on his deal. I mean, he's under contract through 2023, and then he's a free agent. So if it doesn't get done before 2021, is it really going to get done for his last 2 years of his deal? I don't know.
Did you read that he was kind of bitter at Pete Carroll's sons? So one of them, Pete Carroll had two sons on staff. Nepotism is great, right?
Right.
And I think one of them was a receivers coach. And I think the story was that Russell Wilson, and I'm sure other players, felt like Carroll would never come down on his sons, that they could do no wrong.
Maybe that's the case. Who knows?
So I saw something that kind of made me think of Washington. Jeremy Fowler said that Wilson is thinking big picture on where he would like to end up next if he does leave Seattle. And one of the reasons why Chicago and the Raiders were on his list is because he's interested in going to a team that has been struggling for decades, and he wants to be the one that turns them around.
Oh, he wants to be the savior.
Yeah, so he's not really concerned about what their offense is right now or their immediate needs. He wants a story franchise that he can turn around.
Wow. And Washington would fit the bill of a broken franchise that needs a return to glory. It would certainly fall in that category.
I mean, that's bingo. It's exactly what that would be.
Right.
Plus, he wants to be an owner someday. So
he might want to ask.
Interesting, Drab, though. You're out. It is interesting that you being a Seahawks fan, you're out on Russell Wilson. It's like you're frustrated with all of these side stories, and you're just ready to move on.
Well, I'm an irrational fan, and I always support the team because I'm an idiot, And
I've done that at times. I said, like, get rid of Kirk.
Be careful what you wish for, though, Drabby.
I know, but I get size for rebuilds.
But Drab, would you rather get rid of Russ or Pete Carroll? If you were calling the shots,
of course you would get rid of the coach.
I don't know. He might be loyal to Carroll. I don't know. No, I'm asking him.
He's asked Pete to retire. I've seen him tweet about it during games.
I've asked Pete to retire 100 times. Yeah. But right now, I'm kind of sized for Pete.
We'll see.
He likes to be in Seattle. He wants to be there. Part of the problem is that the Seahawks owner passed away, Paul Allen, about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pete Carroll, Paul Allen's wife is like a missing owner. So Pete Carroll is basically the owner of the Seahawks. And the head coach and the GM, he's got unrelentless power around there. So it's his show. There's nobody checking him.
Ah, so he's running amok up there in the Pacific Northwest.
He's the king of Seattle.
I can see that.
If he wants to win football games, he's going to keep his star quarterback. Yeah. He's not going to trade him for poo-poo or some draft pick. And then you're going to definitely be in the the bottom of the standings for the next few years. You're going to keep your star.
Yeah, I don't see a scenario where they would move him. That would just be insanity. They got to figure it out.
But who's releasing all this stuff? You're convinced it's Wilson's camp, right? Like who's releasing the story or leaking the story that Russell Wilson didn't like Nate and Brennan Carroll, who both worked for the Seahawks? So Brennan's moved on. He works at the University of Arizona now. But Nate Carroll's the receivers coach, both sons of Pete. Who's releasing that story?
That's like Team 3 or whatever. It's his chef, his videographer, his fitness guru. They're all in it together. They're like one big corporation over there and supporting Russ and getting Russ whatever he wants.
What do the fans want?
They're all angry at Pete Carroll.
they want Carroll to just... back off.
They want him to retire.
Drab's the one guy that doesn't want Carroll's head on a stake.
Right.
That's because they want to win football games.
Right.
That's why they're mad at Carroll, not Wilson.
Well, you know what? I don't like it that the player can just push a coach out. I'm tired of that.
Well, that's probably not going to happen either.
I think I'm the one fan that gets sized for coaches, GMs, and owners.
You love the ownership
the guys
side?
That don't entertain
you. So you love the 0.00001%.
Way to side with the common man, Drab.
Players come and go.
Okay, right? Players
Your
are the
city stays forever.
Players are the backbone of the game. Without the players, you got nothing.
You know what doesn't come and go? Hall of Fame quarterbacks. They're rarely there. And when you got one, you better keep him.
Who are
coaches
still in their
come
prime.
And go. GMs come and go. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but they don't get Seist to leave.
So you're rooting
for... They're shown the door.
You're rooting for Arthur Blank and Dan Snyder.
They're shown the door because they usually don't do a good job.
He's zigging right now.
I'm really not zigging.
Yeah, he is.
I'm really not. When there's player disputes about contracts, I tend to side with the team. So does Eric. We've talked about this.
Yeah, but you don't really want Wilson to go.
No, of course not. But I'm angry at him.
Hey, as an employee, Drab, you're an employee just like we are. You should always be on the side of the player. Always.
But there might be legitimate reasons.
Drab's management.
Yeah, he's straddling the line. I understand. It's kind of weird.
If this was baseball, sure, where there's no salary cap and you can just spend a gazillion dollars, people forget about that. There's a certain amount of money you got to squeeze in.
You're Jerry Richardson, Drab. Drab Richardson right there.
I'm not a fan of my quarterback taking up 20% of the cap.
Well,
you go do that in Houston.
Right. Well, that's not Wilson's fault.
Well, it'll be
that's the system's fault. By the way, if they traded him, I'm sure there's some crazy cap hit too.
Yeah, it's $40 million. That's why he's not going.
It's 40 million.
39 million.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's the reason he's not getting traded.
Yeah.
Dream Dak for? Would you be sized for the dream crazy Dak for a Russell Wilson swap?
No. Well, I'd be okay.
That'd be a downgrade.
My personal hellhole would be Russell Wilson coming to D.C.
Well, don't worry. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It would be torture.
Yeah. Don't you root for Washington? You root for Washington.
I know I do, but then it's your – then Russ is this city's baby, and I have to hear it. all about how great he is and a Hall of Famer, and he's magical. He's a god.
You get really any think, pleasure in that?
No.
If I was Drab, I'd be talking about getting the sloppy seconds. Every
he's really going to waive the no trade. He'd rather be miserable in Seattle than be miserable in Washington.
Play Ray J. Valdez.
All right, coming up next, we have the head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's quickly become one of our favorite interviews. You don't want to miss it. Peter LaViolette, next on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.